here's the best tip I could ever give you on how to win people to the Lord in your personal life. Do it as much like you do it at the door as possible. Because the tendency is that when we're with someone that we know, when we're with a friend, sometimes we just kind of do it like this dialogue. Next thing you know, we're talking about ancient aliens and, you know, we're talking about the Book of Enoch and, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, what you got to try to do is try to have a conversation like you have at the door where you're preaching to them and you keep it on point and you just ask them to just give you some time to explain it and stay on topic and try to get them to let you go through the whole deal, you know, the whole thing, the whole gospel, get through the whole Romans road and explain the gospel. Because that was the mistake I was making too, is, I, you know, I'd have a 2-hour conversation with somebody and we all walked away confused. And then I'd be at school. I remember being at school giving the gospel to one person. Then somebody else walks up and starts bringing up. And then some Mormon walks up. You know, it just got so all over the place. It got so convoluted that I walked away saying, man, I don't even know if I accomplished much at all, if anything. Whereas if you can just get somebody to just kind of chill out and just hear you out. You know, you can be polite about this. But, you know, what I'll do sometimes, I'll start explaining somebody the gospel and say, hey, you know, if they want to get off on everything, I'll just say, hey, you know, that's a good question. I'd love to get back to that. But I want to just present this one thing. You know, let me just explain this one thought to you. It's going to take me like 5 or 10 minutes. Let me just get this across to you. And then if you still have a question, and then you just pray that that question never comes back. You know what I'm saying, though? It's the same thing I do when I'm at the door. If I'm at the door and somebody jumps in and says, like, I have a question, you know. Are we experiencing the end of the world right now with coronavirus? Is this the tribulation? You know. You know, I'm like, hey, hold that thought, all right? And I'll say to them, you know, hey, I'll be glad to answer your questions at the end, but is it all right? Let me just, I don't, and sometimes I just say it like this, to be humble, I just say like, hey, I don't want to lose my train of thought. And I really want to explain this one thing to you. So let me just get this across to you, then we can talk whatever you want. And you know, once I started applying those skills that I got out there soul winning, and look, we've got a whole soul winning seminar DVD series that we did that's free back there on the shelf. Just grab one and take it and listen to it. Brother Jimenez did a phenomenal soul winning training series, like a 3-hour deal. And that's another great resource for you. You know, obviously there's no substitute for just getting out there and doing it. And you take those skills, you can win some people to the Lord in your personal life. Friends, loved ones. And, you know, I love hearing from church members and friends of mine that they got a relative saved. You know, that's always a cool thing, right? Or getting a coworker saved. It's great.